Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na.
Yes, we do. Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. This is Mindful Monday. It's going to be sweet and short, but we have Angie that's going to keep us on course. But before we get started, you know, the course of our lives is determined by how we react, what we decide, and what we do at the darkest of times. The nature of that response determines a person's true worth and greatness. And that's what we're about here. We're here to inform you and educate you. We navigate you into your greatness. Before we get started, you know, I'm going to tell you, my daily prayer is to vote. Fill out those censuses. And I'd also like to shout out and send prayer and thanks to all of you who prayed for my great niece, Tyler, in Las Vegas, and I had a friend in Palm Springs, James. They both contracted COVID-19. They both kicked it at home. James is back at work, and Tyler is still at home resting with a beautiful smile on her face. You know, and on that note, we have to keep our praise for the prayers out there. Pray for yourself and always pray for others. We want you to stay soft. We want you to stay aware. We want you to stay balanced, and most of all, be a master of your own mind. Again, I'm going to say, be a master of your own mind. I'm going to play this tune because we don't want to wait till it's too late to apologize to the ones that we love, and then we're going to bring AG on.
Taking love
Let's not wait until it gets too late. We're going to let Angie get us in shape here. Angie, are you on the line with us this evening?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's it's too wrong? Late. It's too late, Linda.
Oh, Angie.
People doing stuff just late to the game. They ain't learned, you know what I'm saying? You know how many people done went through? They done went through to get to it. They still going through because they still sorry because they ain't figured it out yet. Yeah, you know, okay. Sometimes, you know, the time we living in is just too short. You ain't got time to be doing messing up. And, you know people who really got you. You know who really love you, who went through the grind with you. You know those people. You know what I'm saying? And you really need to rethink how you do everything because life is too short, really. I mean, every day I breathe, I say thank you, because you don't know. You don't know what you're breathing in now, what's in the air out there. You know, you don't know. You don't know. They don't know. The labs don't know. The doctors don't know. The scientists don't know. All we know is people are dying. They call it COVID, call it pandemic, whatever you want to call it, it's dangerous, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's silent. It's called a silent killer is what I call it.
Mm-hmm.
And you really, really need to lean on your forgiveness. Lean on your forgiveness, my friends. That's what I'm coming with you at today. You know, come on, you feel better, you see. Release and let love, which means if you got some darkness in your life, which means somebody that's pulling your energy down, somebody that when you see that caller ID, be like, not today, baby. You know, and you just go on and answer it because you know what kind of tune they're going to have if you don't answer it. You got a life. If you cannot answer it, don't answer it. And if they, you think they're going to holler, don't answer for a minute. Let them calm down and realize you're a human being, that you are adult or a teenager. Because, you know, you teenagers, y'all really get into that back and forth stuff. Text, then your next thing you'll be getting a weird text. You ain't answer your phone. Who you with? Oh, it ain't all that serious. And can't nobody be with nobody nowadays anyway. And if they all, let them stay there. You don't want that. You're going to come back up in your bed with COVID. Hell, y'all be with that nasty COVID girl. You know what I'm saying? You know, just got to really reflect and love yourself. Find a way, you know, tell yourself every day, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you more today than I did yesterday. And I hope to love you even more tomorrow. Because, see, you have to. You got to come together. Stop being letting that ocean and let that wall in between you get too wide. You know,
right.
It's okay to let people go. It's okay, you know, because it's by the time you get to the apology, it is too late. It's too late. You've been drinking too much of their syrup. You even might become bitter like them. You know what they say? Friends of a feather. Flock together. Flock.
That's true.
What kind of bird are you hanging around with? You know what I'm saying? And you hear that from your parents, your grandparents. Well, it's old tale. But it's been around for a long time. You hear it. And you think about it. You say, oh, what do you mean? I ain't going to be like him. I ain't going to be like her. Hopefully, you know, then you be like, oh, I hope your good rub off on that one right there. Is that one right there? And you know, that's why, you know, they might be liking you because they know you ain't into their thing, so they're trying to get away from it or whatever about it. You just don't get sucked under it. And if you know that your child or your friend is not the strongest of the two, your personalities, sometimes you got to intervene that stuff. You see what I'm saying? When you love somebody, you just look at it. Say, don't say, oh, they'll fall on their ass eventually. Oh, yeah, can't wait. They're going to be broke. They're going to be upset. No. You're supposed to step in there and block. You see, when
you're
you see
right.
a situation, you try to say something. So then, when they fall on their ass, you know, then you're there to pick the pieces up. But, you know, 2020, baby, came in with a bang. It's going through with a bang, and it's going to roll over into 2021, bang, bang. So, you know, please, you know, my friends, you know, you know what I want to do? I'm going to tell you something. We're gonna pause on the call for that, you know, because I know some of you, you know, kind of already know something about the birds of the feather flock together type of philosophy, which means if you don't know, is you are like you are who you eat, you are what you eat, you know what I'm saying, and who you eat too, but you know it's the same kind of concept, you know, if you trying to lose weight, stop eating the way you used to eat. Change, you're not happy around the flock that you are part of. The parts of it that you grew out of or that you no longer agree with, because you don't want to judge. You see, you don't want to turn into the judge and the jury either, because that's a coward's job to do. You just say, you know, oh, you get busy. Oh, my mama calling. Hey, oh, my grandma needs this. Oh, you know, you just get busy, you see. And you don't necessarily have to lie. I'm not saying a lie, but just get busy. Find some other time. You know about when they're going to want, or the, oh, you know what, I'm out this week. I got my mom, got some things I'm going to be doing. Oh, my pops got me running over here. You know, man, I'm just too busy. Well, how can you not? Hey, and when you figure out the right words, now see, I'm not saying, you know, say, you know, fuck you, you're bad. No, I don't be around you anymore. No, I'm not saying be harsh, be humble, you know, and just say, you know what, I'm gonna lay some knowledge on you, my friend. See, actually, you know, I had to you know, step away for a minute and figure out a way to say this because I love you and I care about you. You know, I look out, I got you, but I don't want you to get shot. I don't want to get shot. I don't want no bad to come your way or my way just because we're together, or they assume things because of the way you dress versus the way I dress, or just do association, they might assume you into drugs that they think I am, or they want to get to me because they can't get to you type situation. I don't want that. See, we've heard about that in the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? You gotta try to preach to them. Hopefully you can save that life and turn them around. You see? Say, you know, I'm started doing this right here. I'm volunteering over here. I got a part-time job over here. I'm trying to, you know, get my career together, go to college. Come on, go with me. You see, take somebody with you. If you can. If you don't know how to figure it out, ask the older person. Hey, you know my friend. You know, what can I do? I want to help them. You know, I love them. I want to help them. And if they want to come along and want something different, then you'd be surprised how many of them really do. Then, hey, yeah. But if they, nah, nigga, no, you, whoever you are now, oh, you think you all that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been called all that. Yeah, I think I'm all that. But guess what? I'm still walking and living and learning. Half of them, they're not around. Are they stuck in a situation where their frown is permanently stuck in their face, even if they smile? You see, that's right. Deep. Because, see, they started young with this stuff. I was in school with some of these folks. Yeah, they called me this and that, and the older one called. I was the one they were calling all these silly names and stuff. Yeah, I was class clown, too. But, you know, they wanted to because I was different. See, it's okay to be different. Because, see, you might live a little longer. You might think a little differently. You want to process things a little more on the honorable side. You know, because you know that you, no matter where you are, I don't care who you are, those parents is in your ear and in your eye. If they gone, you really seen them. Oh my God, you start to do something wrong, your hand get popped. Girl, you better get your back. Oh God, mom, dang. All right, I'm sorry. Oh man, what you talking about? Man, you don't even want to know. But trust and believe, I ain't doing that. You know, I ain't gonna get caught up. See what I'm saying? So you got to live this life with your eyes open, your ears abreast, and make a little bit more wiser decisions. Now, for 5 minutes, this is where we're getting ready to go, y'all. I want you to get you a cup. Get you a nice little drinky drink in it. You know, it could be wine. It could be punch, Kool-Aid. It could be margarita, whatever it is, a glass of wine, whatever, wind down. You know what I'm saying? It's time to start trying to wind down. In the evening time, wherever you are, it's evening, I'm sure to shore. And if you are in another country and you tapped in, hey, hello. And if it's getting ready to be morning anyway, still hold your cup up and you say a cheer to yourself. Self, you're wonderful. You're grateful. You're beautiful. You are love. You are light. You are amazing. You bring me joy. Every time I walk around with you, every time I fall on the ground, I get up with you, you carry me through. I love you, I love you, I love you. Self, you deserve this cheers. You deserve this cheers for so long, I haven't given it to you, and I do apologize to you, self. But I promise you, I dedicate myself, my plight in life to you, self, is to do better by you and to protect your heart and protect your mind from the darkness that's flying around. And no matter the politics, my life and the life of my loved ones mean more, and then my neighbors and my community means more to me than just my life, my own. If I need to, I'll sacrifice you accordingly, because I know that my higher power knows where my heart's coming from and where it's going, and it's going to bring me back in better days. But let me tell you, self, cheer you. I applaud you. I'm proud of you. And each and every day that you learn, I learn together with you, and I'm going to carry us to wherever, how far we can, whether we go to the space, the highest the space can reach, or we go sideways as far as east, as far as west, north or south will go, or anywhere in between. But self, you deserve to pull yourself up when you're depressed and sad and lonely and you think that nobody gives a darn about you, but I do. I love you. I may not sometimes know how to treat you and keep a smile on your face when you're sounding so jolly and got that frown on your face. Maybe it's your hormones that's causing you to feel this way. Or maybe it's just a bad day because you lost a loved one, or because someone is sick or ill, or because you can't help someone and you really, really want to. It's okay. It's going to be all right. Because there's going to be something that you will find out what you can do and how you can do it. If it's not to the one that you want to do it to, you'll be able to do something. Hold the door open for some elderly person. Or does someone hold on to that child that's not listening? Help them. Or just do something else that's just as simple as a smile and a nod to say it's going to be all right. Because, see, that positive energy, even though it may be hiding under the darkness from time to time, because it happens, it's part of life, because that's what it is. But self, I hold my goblet up to you with my drink in my hand, in my heart, and soul. I thank you so. Self, it's going to be all right.
Wow.
I love you.
That I'm going to title that a prayer to self, because that was like a sermon that self really needed to hear. Gina, that was so beautiful. And I know where you come from because you move with your heart. It was so strange today how I did not put that disclaimer out. Because for some strange reason, I kind of like knew. Well, you always move with your heart. But I kind of like knew it was going to be a different kind of spin on it. And I like that. I'm going to title that a prayer to self, okay? We pray, you know, we have our prayers and we have our methods, whatever faith base we use or how we use it to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But do we ever stop and pray and praise self? I really like that. Because the wording that you said in there, we go through that every day. You know, we forget.
Yeah.
We forget.
It's called life.
Yes.
We forget.
You know, because that's when you're a true servant. When you're a true servant to humanity, you always put yourself last, which is a good thing, but not.
We sacrifice blood, sweat, and seal. You know, if I could, I would donate some of this extra I got love laying around. But let me tell you, you know, Linda, the time that we're living in, you see, I had to do this prayer or praise or self this cheer, this cheer that I hope spreads to the far as the seas can fly, as many ears can hear. I really hope that people get on board with cheering yourself and just knowing, embracing yourself and holding yourself up, because see, all this stuff that's going on this TV, and turn your TVs off, my love.
Oh,
turn
please.
It off. Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off. Because, you see, when somebody thinks it's okay to play with your life that the higher power has given to you, that they gave them theirs to, you see what I'm saying? And they want to play games with you and just have you stress kills.
It does.
You're going to bring down your resistance, and next thing you know, you're going to be all kind of stuff. You're having a cocktail, the flu, the COVID, influenza, you name it. Because see, stress, you see, that brings your system down. If you didn't know, that brings your system down. You see, that's why you got to reach out to find those depressed ones in your family or close ones or hear about, or you hear them when teenagers go, oh, man, you hear a conversation. You know them kids talk loud. You hear somebody talking a certain kind of way. You say, hey, tell Jane, tell John, tell them come on over for dinner. See, you know, you want to help them. Tell them come on over. We got an extra plate. Come on. You know, they need to get them on over here. We'll come and pick them up, Matt. Tell their mom to get on the phone. Let's bring them on over, see. Can they do a sleepover? Can we talk? Can we hang out? I'll bring them back safely. You know what I'm saying? You got to reach these young ones because they're our future. Don't let them die in the midst of all these politics. You see,
Oh, yeah.
You know, don't let them see that, you know, oh, your life don't mean nothing. Yeah, we can let you go broke and have to be put out in the street.
Mm-hmm.
These kids are asking. These parents, and these parents are stressed out crying in their room, screaming and hollering. My baby just asked me, are we going to be on the street eating like that person over there with no shower, no food?
Mm-hmm.
Because their fun is all messed up, you see. But no, they can sit up in those cool air conditioned areas and then
mm-hmm.
little luncheons and dinners and fly on their jets going here and there. You see, and it's okay. We still got that on the burner. We can agree to disagree. Oh yeah, we just wait. They probably already know what they're gonna do. They just you can wait a little. We're gonna stretch it out as long as
mm-hmm.
we can.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you
mm-hmm.
ain't got no food. You thirsty? You know, my cabinets are low right now. I'm trying to find some cans that's safe enough for me to eat. You know, it's okay, though, because, see, I know better days are coming. That's what keeps me breathing. And even as long as I can get a hold of some water, good, clean water to drink, I can drink that water because that water I know is going to nourish my body. Half the time I don't even need to eat anyway. But it's okay. I'm going to get the nourishment I need. I had carrots today, so I'm thankful for that. So, you know, you got to be thankful for the little things, my friend. You got to be thankful, and don't give into the hype, because whatever's going to be, it's going to come in your check form or in your account form or whatever. And if those are struggling with your home and things like that, I promise you, I'm going to bless you right now. Boom, there it is. You are blessed with success, that your home is going to be safe, you
mm-hmm.
see. You're going to be blessed with those babies not running out from under you and catching this COVID because they being pushed to go to school.
Oh,
you see, don't forget
don't even
you still
want to get
have
on that.
You can have them babies. I know, Linda. Just breathe, Linda. Let's breathe because I know that's very, very touchy for you and me too.
Ooh,
that's why I'm just throwing it in
that.
And getting right out of it. Just make sure my babies are safe. People, family members. I know you need a break. Promise me. I know you do. I raised several nieces and nephews, still raising some of them now to this day. But let me tell you, it's worth it. It's going to be worth it. And the sacrifice changes, whatever, work night. Let the father in the day, if he's around, or the mama switch it up.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't right with your parent, as long as that parent, now let me say this first. If that parent is not of the darkness and of the dangerous, but they are hardworking and good loving parents
mm-hmm.
to the kids. You know, you look, y'all can agree to disagree. Just put that aside. Call that person and say, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being other than a parent to my child by causing you stress and you staying away. I need you. They need you. Forget about even me needing you because it's not about me. I'm coming to you because
mm-hmm.
I'm about our kids. Our kids need you. They need your knowledge. They need, you know, to be embraced by both of us so that they can get through this. Both parents need to be there if they're able. Now, if you lost one, I understand. I just pray, boom, I send you another blessing that someone else, a good mentor, whether it be the mother's side or the father's side, come into those children's lives and lead, or an auntie, wonderful like me and Linda, you know, come into these babies' lives and protect them and help them and give them that backbone to carry them through. I love you, people. I love you all. Just I love you. Just move.
And you have
love.
To you have to be there for them. Take for instance now, you know, when people my great niece, she was a baby, but her mama was my favorite child. But her mama, that's granny, said, please, she can't talk right now, but can you please send her some encouraging words? She would love to hear from you. I said, sure. And what I told her was your mama's mama, and your mama's mama
mm-hmm.
come from that strength
mm-hmm.
and good genes. They didn't give up. They didn't give in, okay? That is what you're from. The blood runs through your vein, and you need to know that. I'll see you when I can
sure.
get there and give you a good hug and keep on moving. I sent her a picture of a roaring lion. I sent her a picture of
there
sunflowers. I want you to sign like these sunflowers, and I want you to roar for your life like this mine. The next day, she was texting me back. Oh, Auntie, I really, really, I haven't seen her. But her mom had sense enough to call because she knew I wasn't going to play with her because I never played with her or her next one or her next one or her next one. It's like, wait a minute. Pull back. You don't give up. You don't give in. That's not in your blood. Okay, that is not in your blood. Okay?
Not acceptable.
I had to remind of your mama, your mama's mama, and her mama. Okay, let me take it all the way back there. So I know.
Generation.
It's generations here, and with me, they can't figure me because I don't have the large families and of that, and they can't figure out, well, Auntie is cool. You know, she, oh, well, Auntie, this COVID, you over there, I'm not bothered about anything. I'm over here with these darn rubber plants. And if they get to moving around too quick, they going to put on a mask and go have a test too. Okay? I'm cool because that was taught to me. As a young child, and I was taught to play by myself sometimes and play with the neighborhood kids. It wasn't until I got in adulthood until I found out what they were doing. If I want to go to the opera, I put on the opera, my dress and my gloves. I had some of my friends to go to the opera. They was cussing me out for a week. The opera, I get in a cab and go listen to the music and come back home. But that was given to me as a child, so there's no place. I don't need the crowd. I don't need the – but there's a lot of children that they haven't been taught that. So what we give these young adults at a young age, they might not act like they listening, but it will stick. And me, in my mature age, when I get ready to do the dance, ain't gee, without that music, you know, I can do that dance without that music.
Yeah.
My mother that sits on my left chair, I will hear her loud and clear. And the words she will say to me, and she's no longer here in physical, but that spirit is here. She just whispered in my ear, I didn't teach you that, Linda. Just as clear and snap me. It snaps me. It brings me back because she know I'm getting ready to fly. She already know it.
Okay.
And I just hear that voice saying, I didn't teach you that. And I'll shake and keep and calm myself down. So you're absolutely correct. Parents and friends, and if the kids are gravitating to an adult that they know that they're going to learn and the adult really cares and the, not to use the adult as being a built-in babysitter, but the babies don't have nothing to do with that stupid parent, okay? They didn't. If the parent is stupid, we can't blame the child. But the children are going
to. No, they didn't ask to be born, no.
No, not only that, they didn't do the stupid stuff. Okay? All they see is when you come through the door, oh, here's Auntie, here's blah, 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 and I know we're going to have this and that, and she's going to chastise us when we need to or whatever, but we know she loves us. So it's very important that our young adults, I'm not going to say this, and then I'm not going to keep, I'm going to get off the subject because it angers me. When I see toddlers daycare with a face shield on, okay, when I see toddlers, at the daycare with a face shield on, it tears me up because no. My child, if I had a child, would be sitting in the middle of this floor reading his cartoon books. He wouldn't go out the door. I don't care what they said. If they wanted him to learn his lessons, they would come and teach him themselves. He wouldn't go out there and do that. This is insane. People are not thinking. We're confused. They're trying to cry. So that's why in my opening encouragement today, I said, we must be able to master your mind. See, that's your mind. These minds belong to us. Let someone get in there and tamper with them, then you've had. So if you need to stomp your feet, if you need to throw a chair, if you need to tell them what you feel about them, get them back off of you. Because the way that things are going, see, people always have a tendency to sit back and tell you what you should do and what you shouldn't do. Yeah, okay, I hear you. But you go on and do what you need to do.
Right, but at the cost of what? You see, there's already been several places we know that had kids coming in and they all, half the class or the teachers and things like that, got the COVID.
Yes,
now,
they do.
My last thing I'm going to say, Linda, because I'm going to wrap it on down, is this. The mosquitoes are out. Get your bug off, spray it on you. Be prepared when you're going out. Just spread a little bit on your overcoat. If you can wear long clothes, don't wear them. When it's too hot, don't wear the long clothes. Get it on you and get in and out because the mosquitoes are serious. Cause I almost looked like polka dot one day. So, clearly, get that bug off. I got my can and forgot one day, and I boiled it. I get reminded quickly. So, my love, be safe out there. And don't forget to give
yourself cheers.
But before
I let you go, I'm not going to let you go right now, you know, because when you come on, I have it timed down, and then I'll take it a little bit further. When you speak of the mosquitoes and you say, and get the insect spray, there is, who is it by? It is by Avon. Avon
okay.
Skin So Soft. Mosquitoes can't
stand it. Yeah, that's
been
around for years. Yes, yes.
They cannot stand it. So when I travel to Texas at Mosquito Systems, see, near my family home, there's a place called Clute, Texas, that's going down near Lake Jackson, going toward Freeport and Galveston. Clute, Texas is the mosquito capital of the world. Do you understand? And they just love it when you bring that California sunshine, smooth skin down there. When you get out the car, you're spraying off. You spray it before you get off. That is your fragrance that you wear when you go down to Clute. So Skin
They'll be lined up welcoming you.
They welcoming you. Oh, they say, oh, yeah, here come that one with, oh, yeah, her skin. Oh, yeah, she been lying on the beach.
Probably
we
a bunch
go.
Of them at the airport and at the bus station. They know.
Everywhere. But they do not like Skin So Soft. So if persons are traveling, even here, if you can get a hold to that, through Avon and put it all over your body, you're getting so soft. The propellant and the off and all of
that. Spray
that
on my dog.
Oh yeah, yeah. They spray it. They don't care for skin, and it's the only thing that I know because, like I said, when you go into the mosquito capital of the world, that's true. You have to know how to protect yourself, okay? Because they will pick you up and carry you across the street, and mosquito bites are odd. You get back home and you try to figure out why you itching. What is this? And you look down and your
and
legs look like a Dalmatian puppy.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's like spider bite. I don't know what they.
Yeah.
I think they power mosquitoes now. They used to then you would just see a spot, you know, or you just slow it. Now you get up like you seen in the middle of the night. Like, oh my God!
Oh yeah,
what is this? Then you think back. Oh yeah, I walked today.
They're never setting up. But I wanted to share that, and I wanted to tell the listeners that tomorrow night, and hopefully, I don't know what your schedule is, we'll have Stephanie on, and Stephanie will be talking about relationships and, you know, with our male entities, how we look for people with, like, our fathers, okay? What we look for. And Miosha Marie, she coming on here, she going to say, what is your why? So, you know, when she put that title out there, I never know what she's talking about until she comes on. But it's always exciting, ain't she? You know, Mindful Monday is where we keep ourselves balanced. We do it sweet and short, but, you know, I love you to death. And probably on Friday's show, we'll have information because there is a new grassroots organization that's getting ready to land, okay? And I will have to speak with you about it. I think we need to let the listeners know what to look out for because this organization is going to be a powerhouse. And it's different than any other organization that's happening out there because of what they do. And I'll speak with you and see if we want to have conversation about that. We'll talk about it, but I'm just going to tell the listeners right now to watch for it. That's all, you know, I like to be suspenseful with people and to let them know.
Stay tuned.
What did you say?
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, yeah, because we're kind of like about the shock attack. And another thing I'd like to share, when I was at UCLA, when I was going to their summer scholars, I went there for 2 years, and my instructors was there, and they were going through their master's program and going into their PhD, and I was trying to find this young lady, and I looked up, and she also was advertising herself as a producer and host of her new podcast, and I've been trying to get her and say, well, didn't you know that was happening when I was there, and she is something to really listen to, and I really want us to tune in, or perhaps maybe we can partner up and do some things together. But keep that in mind. I'll tell you more about it, but I just found it out yesterday, and I'm so excited to see her beautiful smile and face because she comes a different way to go and do what she has to do. And on that note, we gotta tell the listeners, like Angie say, you know, she gave a prayer. for yourself. And I'm not going to list it out. So those of you who want to jot that prayer down, you have to re-listen again and tell all your friends to listen, because it was deep, 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 deep. And the last thing I'm going to say is how much we love you. Angie, I love you. And keep
and Linda, what's that phone number again? What's that phone number to call in and leave comments or suggestions?
The telephone number that they can leave questions, answers, comment is area code 323-769-5879. Announce yourself, leave your message, leave your questions, say whatever you have to say. Once we get that information, we will air it out for you, and we're going to bring our segment back in, and that is Tell It Like It Is when people call in. And I do have a list of, you know, they do shout-outs and things, so we call it Love Talk. So we're getting ready to bring Love Talk back in here, and I'd like for you to dial again, 323-769-5879, and leave your love message. Nothing negative. We don't deal with that. We're not on the dark side here. It has to be positive and truly, truly about love. And on that note, I'm going to check out Aunt G, and we're going to tell our listeners how much we love them. And I love you, listeners. Have a great evening. Aunt G, thank you so much. You listening to Aunt G with Mindful Monday. Remember, keep being the master of your mind and listen to that prayer to self. Aunt G, we love you. Good night.
Good night.
Turn up the sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana in the GMB Ghetto Blues from the refugee camp.
Worldwide,
I would have been my majority.
out of here.